This Week in Free Energy.
Imagine a world in which each home has its own power generator that obtains its energy in such a way that no fuel has to be added. Imagine every vehicle being able to run without ever stopping for fuel. Imagine each appliance having its own power source that never has to be recharged. That is the world of the future. Join with us now as we track our progress towards such a world.
This Week in Free Energy, January 24th, 2010, exploring reporting on energy systems that tap into the inexhaustible, ubiquitous, and clean sources of energy generation, such as solar, wind, tide, and geothermal, but especially exploring those non-conventional and exotic avenues, such as zero-point energy, radiant energy, cold fusion, and magnet motors. With us today for our weekly report on Feet to the Fire is Sterling Allen. And Sterling, what do you have for us this week in free energy?
Hi, James. Big story for this week. We posted a reprint that's been floating around the web. I had a couple of copies come in through email, and I noticed in looking for it on the web that there's a lot of copies of it. It's an article reprint by Bruce A. Perrault about radiant energy systems. A Century in Waiting is what I kind of retitled it. Basically points out that Nikola Tesla had a clean energy system in 1901, which could have taken the world in a completely different direction than the fossil fuel-based path they chose instead. Of course, the conclusion is, why don't we finally pick up the slack and adopt this technology now? Apparently, there are some people who are working on doing just that, and we have some links to that as well as some resource materials if you want to get involved in that. Another story was a new magnet motor design, Dreijek, Dreijek magnet motor. No prototypes have been built yet, but he had an interesting two-dimensional computer modeling that predicts it a threefold gain. They were hoping for help with 3D modeling, which somebody in our audience brought forth. And he said that basically the simulation error noted in, or he pointed out some simulation errors, both in the two-dimensional, which were confirmed in the three-dimensional models, which suggests a net zero gain. So another magnet motor design bites the dust. There's a, in the patent law, 35 U.S.C. 181 is where the secrecy or gag order is found to withhold patents. Patent Office has a provision that allows them to slap this national security gag order on a patent application, and many free energy technologies have been held back through this means. We present a copy of the law, a list of some breakthrough clean energy technologies thus held back, some comments by Thomas Vallone, a PhD who works in the patent office and is one of the most respected names in the free energy world. Talking about patent office, they have announced a program to accelerate review of green technology. December, the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office announced a pilot program to accelerate the examination of certain green technology patent applications, which will be eligible for special status and given expedited examination, reducing the amount of time required to patent these technologies by an average of 1 year. Also posted a link to an interview
that... they're going to expedite it, then they can just slap a gag order on it so they can do it faster.
Yeah, you like how I put these stories back-to-back, opposite extremes. We're talking out both sides of their mouths is more like it.
Yeah.
Wallapini Underground Greenhouses on the Power Hour. I did an interview with Joyce Riley on this nationally syndicated show January 15th. We post a link to that interview. It's on YouTube where you can watch it. This is the idea of locating the growing area 6 to 8 feet underground and capturing and storing daytime solar radiant energy in the soil and water barrels along the back to help maintain an above 5-degree temperature year-round in whatever climate you're in, pretty much. As long as you're below the Arctic Circle, get some sun. Citrus in the Snow, GeoAir Energy Systems. Russ Finch has been testing various geothermal heating cooling systems in his home for about 35 years. It's documented that air is 50% cheaper than liquid, is highly efficient, and has virtually no maintenance costs. His report will allow anyone to easily build a GeoAir system, either professionally or as a do-it-yourself customer. Free Energy News has shifted in its coverage of global warming over the last couple of years, especially in the last year. James, I think you'll notice that. We used to give quite a bit of coverage about various claims to global warming and whatnot. And when we started seeing all the cooking of the books and the politicizing of the science so that it becomes a basically a bully club to beat people into submission to accept the New World Order and Orwellian types of controls, that's when I start questioning some of the science, quote-unquote science that's being presented, especially when there's – you look at this last winter. This has been, in some regards, somewhat of a record-breaking winter, not just in the United States but in Europe and other places. Not really consistent with the idea of global warming and glaciers melting. The last 10 years has actually seen a decline in global temperatures, according to some data. So I posted a list of stories that we've run on global warming. You can go check that out, see kind of the trend of our kind of going along with the line to the point of pointing or changing to exposing the politics of it.
I like your phrase, rallying point for global dictatorship. I mean, that's a very good way to put it.
Yeah. Climate Change Authority Admits Mistake was a story out of MIT Technology Review on January 21st. The Intergovernment Panel on Climate Change, a widely respected organization established by the United Nations, has issued an apology for poorly substantiated estimates in arriving at one of its most alarming conclusions, that glaciers in the Himalayas could be gone 25 years from now, eliminating a primary source of water for hundreds of millions of people. Oops. At least they admitted that one. It's kind of interesting they would come forward after all the politics involved.
Kind of makes you wonder what else is back there they're not talking about.
Yeah. Jesse Ventura has been great in exposing these kinds of things, and we posted a feature on his 2012 apocalypse conspiracy theory segment. Future solar flares could wipe out the electrical grid as well as bring major physical catastrophes to the planet. Ventura's team uncovers evidence that the U.S. government is preparing for a major disaster, planning to save only the elite, keeping their plans from the public because they don't have enough time or resources to prepare everyone at taxpayer expense. You gotta love this government we have right now. They're just, we're going to be talking about them for millennia, how evil and wicked and corrupt they are. Also posted a link to Jesse Ventura's Manchurian Candidate conspiracy theory segment. Also very troubling, talking about how they use mind control to turn ordinary citizens into programmed killers, plucked from the crowd, subjecting them to mind control, tortured, turning them into ticking time bombs to kill on command. We also posted a link to a HAARP story, HAARP Secret Weapons for Weather Modification, Electromagnetic Warfare. This was actually a story by the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, features one of our New Energy Congress associates, Gene Manning, at the opening of this segment. Outstanding coverage by a mainstream media organization that was also a subject covered by Jesse Ventura. Seems like there's an awakening going on. What do you say, James?
Yeah, I hope so. I hope it catches on en masse, because I don't like to see these things put out there as some kind of a theatrical event or I want to see that there's plenty of science and data out there. It's real stories that should be covered globally.
Yep. And the media being controlled by these powers that be has been one of the main reasons why they've been able to get away with so much. And once in a while, you have rogue media agents who say what they should, and truth gets out to larger sources.
Almost like it kind of burps out, rather than talk down.
Another story, incredible scenes inside a fusion plant. The Z machine at Sandia National Laboratories could be the answer to the world's energy shortage. Device that once sparked with relatively small electric input can produce 290 terawatts of power. Holy cow, that's a lot of power. We'll see if that ever comes to fruition. Of course, that would go along the lines of a nationally controlled grid, and a lot of the devices that we promote would move us towards distributed power, individual responsibility, as opposed to a central power entity. A portable wind turbine by Eolic, E-O-L-I-C, the carbon fiber and aluminum turbine, is still in the concept stage, but we imagine the Eolic could be used to develop in developing countries or disaster situations where you just basically unfold it and you've got a wind turbine. We also posted a link to the spiral airfoil wind turbine by Dennis Newhand. It's an interesting concept. And also a story, does geothermal drilling cause earthquakes? Although geothermal drilling does not cause earthquakes, there has been recently heightened concern about induced seismic activity because of developed engineering geothermal systems technology, which can, does not always, involve the deliberate fracturing of deep reservoir rock. They make these big explosions where they put the water under there. It goes to steam, fractures the rock, and that could cause earthquakes. And then finally, Michael Pritchard's water filter turns filthy water into drinkable water. Cutting-edge nanotechnology lifesaver water purification bottle. It can take the most revolting water drinkable in seconds. Could revolutionize water delivery systems in disaster-stricken areas. That and many other stories like it at freeenergynews.com. Thanks for joining us for This Week in Free Energy.
This Week in Free Energy is brought to you by the Open Source Energy Network. Join them online for daily updates at freeenergynews.com.
Feet to Fire is a production of IPS Media Works on the OnSync Radio Network of Stations.